This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven after the hour, a doggone close to it. On today's DJV program, with what you need to know, what people are talking about right this very moment. If you're too busy to think about it, you can listen and then maybe absorb some of the things we're talking about later on. How's that? Kind of let it that's called trickle down thinking. You're all familiar with trickle down economics, right? Or is that something that's gone the way of the wind? The discussion of trickle down economics. What do you think, ladies? Victoria Keelan is here. Jennifer Horn is here. I'm Doug Steffen. Trickle down.
Well, I never took economics, but I know about that. I mean, historically.
Yeah. Okay. So trickle. Let's trickle. We have all these feelings about what's going on this week. Maybe we can trickle down some of that into the minds of the people listening and create sort of a montage of some of the good things that have happened this past year, instead of worrying about all of the things. Or talking about it. I don't like to do that. I mean, we kind of have to do some of it in order to have people know what's going on. But then, you know, here's an idea. Couple a story that maybe is considered negative with something that's good, like the volcano that's erupted on the Big Island in Hawaii. How many people, you see pictures of that, the video? The U.S. Geological Survey says that the eruption began on Sunday, and now has moved across. Now, this is the national park there. Most of Hawaii, most of the island belong to the federal government. So when something like this happens, you know, the feds are all over it, not that they wouldn't be anyway. 4.4 earthquake. The about 500 reports of people who felt the earthquake. Significant damages. Jennifer, when you go over to Hawaii, where is it that we haven't really... I was going to stay in that place that you stay, and I haven't ever done it. But I forgot which island it's on. And what you see, what do you feel? Because you go over there more than I do. I'd like to go over there, if I could, but figure out how to do it two or three times a year. I think it's a great, great place. But where you go is kind of, from the pictures I've seen, it's a beachy sort of a flat area, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I go in Maui. Sorry, I was taking a sip of water.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah. I was coughing, so I took a sip of water. Excuse me. And you caught me. But yeah, Maui, I stay in West Maui, which is Ka'anapali Beach. And it's right in between Kapalua on one side, and then down a little bit further you get to Wailea. So it's really beautiful. It is flat, but you have mountains right behind you. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I love one of the things that I love to do is go up the volcano in Maui. It's one of the things that not a lot of people do. It's called going up country. And you would love it too, Dougie, because that's the agriculture area. And so they have like a lavender farm and that you can go and visit. They have the most amazing lavender scones. It's so beautiful up there.
There's like a little farmer's market.
Yeah, is that the same thing where you go all the way up to the top?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you bike all the way down. That is one of the coolest things I've ever done. You go through, like, 15 different climates. It's incredible. And
it starts off freezing cold, and then you end up at the beach, basically.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, well, anyway, the idea here is to now, when we think about that and people being breathing in some of that stuff, yada, yada, but then turn it around. If you do nothing else, you can go. There are all kinds of touristy things, websites you can go to. If you really want to do the poor man's tour, watch some of the shows. Remember when Magnum P.I. first got started? Now there's a new Magnum P.I. And actually some of the shooting that goes on, I don't much care for the show. It's a little sophomoric, but I like the views of what happened, you know, flying around the islands and stuff.
That was one of the best parts of the original Magnum, was watching all the stuff that happened.
The scenery was beautiful.
Yeah, the scenery was pretty.
Yeah, it's fabuloso. So, okay, speaking of flying, I'm trying to piece this together. A couple of passengers and a dog opened up the side of a Delta flight leaving LaGuardia. Huh?
I think the guy was panicking. I guess, according to people on the plane, he was getting up. He was with his wife, and then there was a service animal involved. And that comes in later to the story, because apparently all three of them went down the slide. They opened the door, the slide deployed. All three went down it. and exited the plane. But I guess he was, before takeoff, he was getting up and down and moving seats, and the stewardess told him, or the flight attendant told him, to sit down. And he said, I can't sit down. If I sit down, I'll freak out. And so he kept, like, moving around, then he just pulled the hatch and jumped off.
Jeez. Can you imagine being in that plane? I can imagine if you've come in and you're sitting on the tarmac, and it's been, you know, they've had examples of this sort of thing to the point where they started fining the airlines because they were so badly managed. The gates were all plugged up, and the people would sit on the plane for hours. And you know, I remember sitting on a plane for a couple of hours once. And then after that, there was a period of time when there were so many of these incidents. You know, I said,
how I broke you up with your girlfriend Hillary, as I recall. Do you remember that?
I don't remember it. I'd like to hear it, though.
I think it's been a long enough time. I think I can probably give you the juice. And relatively early on in my time with Dyke. Remember, I started back in, like, 2006, I think, is when we started.
I think it was 2004.
It was the year my grandmother died. I remember really clearly. So it was 2006 when I started. But I don't know. You were with Hillary, but I think things were starting to kind of fall anyway. And
yeah, you helped it a lot.
So already, I guess, Doug told me that she was, like, jealous because, you know, Doug always had these relationships with this co-host. And I'm like, no, that's not, like, what we have at all.
Right.
And so there was a time during that period where people were getting trapped on planes. There were just, I don't know if you remember that, but it was like this thing where people were just sitting on the tarmac. Yeah. I don't remember what was going on, but people were like horror stories, 8 hours, 10 hours, 12 hours, you know, just stuck. They would order pizza. Sometimes like the pilot would feel so bad, they'd order pizza to the plane. I mean, just ridiculous stuff. So I had been in New York, and I was trying to leave, or maybe D.C., I can't remember. We may have actually been getting together, Doug, which is probably why we probably got together in D.C. So I'm sitting on the plane, and it had been like 6 hours that we were waiting on the tarmac. So I sent a text message to Doug. Maybe it was, I don't know, 6 hours and waiting or counting or something like that.
And I can hardly wait to see you, something like that.
Yeah, it was like, can't wait to get there or something, 6 hours and counting or something. It was basically saying I've been waiting on the tarmac because we had been talking about it all morning long on the show. Well, apparently, the next day, it's a holiday, some holiday, and so I'd gone back to bed early and I was sleeping, and my phone rings and rings and rings, and so I finally answer it, and it's a strange number, and it's a voice on the other end of the line that says, "Who's this?" And I said, well, and I kind of got ticked because it's a holiday. It's 6 a.m. I said, well, you're calling me. Who is this?
Right.
It was Hillary wanting to know why I was texting Doug. And apparently shortly thereafter, things fell
Did
apart.
You know about this, Doug, on your end?
I knew it sort of
Did you know that she
fact.
Called Jen in the morning?
Yeah. And I never, like, yeah, right. Yeah, it was that stuff doesn't, it never really worked with me.
And what was so funny is it was done so innocently because we had been talking about whatever it was. We had been talking about it in the morning, and then here I was stuck on a tarmac waiting to get someplace, and it was like 6 hours.
By the way, why people have trust issues, I guess I've had them myself in my life. I think most people have them at one point in time or another.
Your girlfriend know that Jen is like another daughter to you? That just seems so
would be better, actually. Yeah, yeah. Probably made it worse.
Whatever.
So because this particular person, I think, may have had some issues with age anyway, so the fact that I probably was younger was probably annoying. But
She was closer to your age than she was to my age.
That's true.
So that may have been part. Who knows? It is what it is. I wish she's been very successful.
She's been very successful and good on her.
She has written some good books and does a lot of TV stuff, and she's very smart and very successful. Good for her. Nothing wrong with that.
Promise I wasn't messing with your man.
No, right, exactly. All right. Da-da-da-da-da-da. It's a 15
past. Look at that, Jeff, sad. I'm sorry.
Actually, she's been following me on Facebook. I don't know. I hadn't heard from her for years, but all of a sudden she showed up on.
Oh, she's single again.
Uh-oh.
I see.
Well, it's usually when women start following ex-boyfriends when they're single.
All right. You'll have to tell me that story sometime. I'm a little distanced from that sort of thing. In a moment, we'll talk about what happens after you have your vaccine here. It's 15 past the hour on the DJV program. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Doug Steffen.
I worry about lots of things. My finances, my grandkids.
If you're 65 or older, you have enough things to worry about. Pneumococcal pneumonia shouldn't be one of them. Even healthy adults 65 and older are at increased risk for this potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM 197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 13.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move with the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner & Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. You know, it has the same benefits. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com. All right, so if you're in line or ready to get the vaccine and you got a lot of hope, I'm excited because I'm going to get my dose and I'll get back to my life right away, right? There's a reason for staying masked and to be cautious after you've had a vaccine. There's no such thing as perfection here. This is a psychological ramp in my mind, anyway. If I were to get there, and I'm going back and forth on it, I think I'm going to wait until the vaccine comes out that actually works on your immune system. The first two do not. But vaccines are not going to bring us back to where we were, let's say, in 2019. The vaccine provides you with a way to move forward, for sure. But what's your life going to feel like? What do you think is going to go on in terms of your psychology, maybe even the economics of how the world is going to be? It is a good way to move forward, but you need to stay safe for a while because, first of all, you got to have two shots. And then you're going to wait a week or two after that for them to even become active in your body, I think, right?
And then maybe even a booster after that. There's still some uncertainty about that. Yeah. So this is not a quick fix. This is not something that's an overnight, okay, once you get it, you're good to go. And then they also have, you know, there's also some concern with following up and making sure people even get the second shot.
Right, exactly. I think that is something to be aware of. 21 after the hour, be aware of this is Christmas week and be happy about Christmas and New Year's.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Something new and different, huh? All I want
Love
for Christmas
it.
Is you. Yeah, it really is. It's fun to hear every time it comes on the radio. All 15 tracks from Taylor Swift's Evermore debuted on the Rolling Stone Top 100 Songs chart. The leader was Willow, which arrived at number 3 with more than 25 million streams, trailed by Champagne Problems. That was number 7, 18 million streams. Nobody, No Crime, number 12, 16 million streams. And Tis the Damn Season, number 13, is 16.2 million. Total of 7 Swift songs debuted in the top 25. But even a surprise release from a superstar like Swift, not able to dethrone a pair of Christmas classics. Mariah's song you're listening to right now, All I Want for Christmas Is You, held on to the number 1 spot, 34.7 million streams, after holding the top spot for 7 weeks. And then Brenda Lee's Rocking Around the Christmas Tree.
Love that.
Another week in the runner-up position, 30.8 million streams. Christmas music.
It's one of my favorite voices. I don't know what it is about it.
It's that country lick, if you will.
It's just unique.
Yeah, right. All right, so here are the top 10 songs for this year at Christmas time. One of the things we'll do on Throwback Thursday is have the top 10 from a particular year, but this is the year 2020. And I don't know if you have all these songs or not, Phil. It'd be nice to hear a little snippets of them. Number 10 on the number 10 most popular Christmas songs right now. Holly Jolly Christmas from Burl Ives. This song's probably 55, 60 years old. Maybe even older than that.
Did this go to a movie originally?
Yes, it did.
Yep, it did.
Yeah, this
yep.
is Rudolph. Isn't it from Rudolph?
It is the Rudolph. Yes, the Rudolph movie. Yep.
Oh,
yep.
Okay.
All right, number 9 on the
Santa
list.
Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Which one?
I think it was Rudolph.
It was a great Rudolph. Song.
Rudolph.
Yeah.
Number 9, this is a song been around for 50 years anyway. Feliz Navidad, one of the catchiest and most clever songs. This guy had a great career. Blind, blind as a bat, but very blind. But very talented. A very happy guy, too. And I remember talking to him once a long time ago. So that's number 9 this week on the Christmas tracks list. Number 8, Dean Martin, Let It Snow.
The outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful.
There you go.
And since we've no place to go, Let it snow, let
number
it snow,
seven
let it snow.
On the list of
man,
favorite Christmas downloads, Taylor
these
Swift.
These are winners.
And
no,
here we go.
Don't tell me
problems.
Last Christmas. No. She didn't do a Christmas song. This is just, this is what's on the top 10 on the charts right now. And so Taylor Swift in the top 10 has two of the songs from her new album, but she didn't do any Christmas songs.
But the rest of them are all Christmas.
She has that version of Last Christmas, and I gotta say, not a fan of Last Christmas.
Not a fan. She sounds like she's 11 singing it, and it's, yeah, it's not good.
Number six on the list is Andy Williams. This is plenty of years been the number one Christmas song over the last 50, 60 years.
I feel like this, I don't associate this song with Christmas because of that Staples ad of Back to School. Remember that ad?
Yeah.
Where the parents are back to school shopping and then this is the song playing. In my mind. Yeah, and in my mind, like it's not Christmas.
As he was known, this guy was a barber and he was discovered, one of his clients.
Andy Williams?
No, Perry Como. Up next
we're talking about
five.
Andy Williams.
No, we're talking about Perry Como. We're moving.
Okay, well, we hadn't gotten to that yet.
So. I moved on, thank you. Anyway, Perry Como, the number five on the all-time list this year. He was a barber. That's what I tried to
say. Oh, okay.
He sang in his barber shop, and somebody who is a music talent got a haircut and heard him singing, and the rest is, as they say, history. Had a very successful career TV.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Oregon State Police declared an unlawful assembly at the state capitol in Salem on Monday after 300-ish demonstrators pushed their way into the government building. The protest was billed as Reopen Oregon. The demonstration comes after Democrat Governor Kate Brown extended Oregon's state of emergency lockdown by 2 months from January 2nd to March 3rd. The Senate on Monday night approved a $2.3 trillion COVID-19 relief bill and sent it to President Trump for his signature. The legislation, which follows passage in the House, authorizes $600 stimulus checks for people who earn less than $75,000 per year. A statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee was removed overnight from Statuary Hall in the U.S. Capitol, where it stood next to George Washington for 111 years. It was replaced by Barbara Johns, who at 16 years old led a 1951 walkout at an all-American black school for equal education. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Trump legal team files more petitions with the Supreme Court Sunday. USA Radio News' Dan Araki fills us in.
President Trump's re-election campaign filed a petition over the weekend with the Supreme Court, asking the court to overturn three rulings from the Pennsylvania State Supreme Court over changes to the state's mail-in voting laws. President Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, says the suit is part of a strategy to have state legislatures expunge what he calls fraudulent election results. He tells Newsmax TV that three states could have filed false paperwork with the federal government by certifying their results.
So the way I look at it, we have to win one of these legislatures. And I think we have three good ones to pick from: Pennsylvania, Georgia, and Arizona. And I think in either one of those cases, there's a good chance that we've demonstrated enough fraud, actually overwhelming fraud in a few cases, that the state legislature has a very, very strong basis to make a determination that the election in those three states was stolen.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
In order to prove voter fraud, the Trump legal team has requested inspection of Dominion voting machines in swing states. The request has been rejected by the governors, adding to the lack of transparency and belief of voter fraud carried by tens of millions of Americans. Big upset last night as Monday Night Football completed Week 15 in the NFL. The Cincinnati Bengals beat the Pittsburgh Steelers 27-17. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Four after the hour here on the DJV program, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, going to have a little fun, pass around some gratitude. Actually, that's the theme of this week's Your Hidden Power podcast that I do every week with people who are sensitive and metaphysical. So if you want to have gratitude explained as the foundation for your happiness, you might want to, especially going through what we're all doing now, lots of suggestions there about how to make your life better. Get rid of the negativity. Let's push ahead because there are a lot of really good signs, actually, that this year is going to be quite fabulous. So you can check that out. Yeah,
there's
a lot of great signs. Yep, we sure do. Your Hidden Power, the podcast, yourhiddenpowershow.com, or wherever you get your podcast. So it's a toss-up here whether we talk about the family of this teenager in Cayman Islands has been, it was the whole family? Wasn't it the whole family?
No, it's just the daughter.
Oh.
She went to the Cayman Islands with her boyfriend, and she landed there. She's 18, so first of all, I'm going to sound like I'm 100 years old, but why are you allowed to go to the Caymans with your boyfriend when you're 18?
Yep,
good
question.
So next, she was sentenced to 4 months in prison, because when you get to the Cayman Islands, they give you an ankle monitoring bracelet, or I guess it goes on your wrist, and it's for geo-tracking to make sure that the mandatory 14-day quarantine is being upheld. So after 2 days, she took the bracelet off to go watch her boyfriend compete in a jet ski competition. I didn't even know that was a thing. So He's 24, and so he's a professional jet ski racer in the Caymans. So she went to go watch him, and naturally the police see that the bracelet, you know, has something's janky with the bracelet. So they arrest her on the spot. She was at the event for 7 hours. She didn't wear a mask at all. She did not practice social distancing. She broke every one of the Cayman Islands laws. And so she was sentenced to 4 months in prison. The boyfriend was also sentenced to four months for aiding and abetting the girlfriend, and they both pleaded guilty because they were guilty. So they were each sentenced to $2,600 in fines, 40 hours of community service, and so then the guy had to, which I think is the funniest part of all of it. He won the competition, and so he had to return the prize money and the trophy and write a letter of apology to the Cayman Islands Watercraft Association. Like, that's a thing. So anyway, so now this girl's family, this girl is a brat, and she's from Georgia, and so the family is now, they want President Trump to get her out of the Cayman Islands. It's like, if this isn't the definition of ridiculous privilege, like, I don't know what is. Yep. I mean, it's
mostly
just,
it's set aside for boys who are sports stars in colleges, that kind of privilege. But
it's the same level.
Same thing.
Same thing. I have zero sympathy for this girl. Okay, fine. So you're in jail for 4 months in the Caymans. Well, you broke the law. You knew what it was. You knew the consequences, and you wanted to go watch your dumb boyfriend on a jet ski. So,
let me go back to the lead here. To me, is an 18-year-old. Going on a trip like that with a 24-year-old, what is the matter with her parents?
Well,
it's
legal,
but for God's sake.
Right.
Where is your leadership? Where is your parenting? Where is your looking out?
But if an 18-year-old says, I want to do anything, they can do anything they want. I mean, they don't even need parental buy-in.
They don't live in my house. Right, go live somewhere else.
Right, exactly. But she still lives at home, so,
go live somewhere else. All right, so let's see what's in this foolish, unfocused stimulus package. Jennifer, you had an overview of this. I think we ought to keep the heat on this just for, well, I don't know, for as much time as it takes for somebody to get their first $600 check, whatever.
Direct deposit next week. I mean, isn't that kind of what Americans really care about is when they're going to get the stimulus check and small
they
businesses
care about
when
all
they're going to get help.
What a screw job it is.
They should
do
care
about it.
And the $600 is laughable.
What can we do?
Yeah.
The $600 is laughable. First of all, if you have not lost your job, you should not be getting the $600 because the $600 is not going to do much for anybody. The money should be going to those people who have lost their job and the businesses that are closing down. Period. End of story. Why do we all need a handout if we're working our regular jobs?
You don't need it. Yeah, right.
So I think it's really ridiculous. The best stimulus that we can do is getting people back to work and getting their businesses reopened. The fact that they call this a stimulus, it's a lie. This is more taxes, more tax dollars spent. It's another spending bill.
Waste.
It's not a stimulus. It's the wrong
name.
There
is some PPP help in it.
There is some PPP help. And But the thing that just gets me is that it was almost 6,000 pages, and they gave Congress 6 hours to read it. I don't care how good you are, but nobody on the planet is reading 1,000 pages per hour. Nobody.
It has 11
and
weeks.
So here's where I'm actually going to agree with AOC if you want to see, like, hell start to freeze over. AOC complained about the fact that it was only 6 hours, and she's right. And Ted Cruz actually, who was always, they're always back and forth on Twitter with each other. He's like, she's absolutely right. This is ridiculous that you give us 6,000 pages and we have to vote on it. And Rand Paul, I think, did the best. He said, this is an atrocity. You want to help people. This is not the way to help people. Running up the debt, firing up the
leadership,
printing
money. But if everybody agrees that this is a mess, then who's the one? Like, who?
Because it's six people who are now deciding that it's time for Congress to act. This is why, when people say that
Pelosi.
This is where a swamp exists. When they tell you what to do, then everybody just goes along with it and it gets done. These are the people who are holding the strings the whole time. They now realize it's advantageous for them to have this done before Georgia because people like getting money. And so they figure if they give people $600, then maybe they can get
my
their way
money
in Georgia.
Is going to help sway the election. And your money. There's no help for state governments. There's no help for local governments.
That I'm actually happy about. They shouldn't be bailing out blue states. I know we've talked about it. And
why is it
California,
just blue states, though? Because there are a lot
because
of states
that need help. The states that need the relief are the ones who are already in debt before COVID. And it's just
New Jersey was not in debt, Jen. We had a surplus. And New Jersey is in a lot of trouble right now because of COVID. We had
and they're
a surplus
be given money for COVID.
This.
They're
going
to be given money for COVID distribution. The ask was, that's actually part of this bill, for COVID distribution, for information. They'll even be able to get marketing money from this bill. All of that is included. But what's not going to happen is the money, the big suitcase filled with money that was just going to be handed to the states to do whatever they wanted with. And that I'm totally not for, because my state was in a lot of trouble before COVID even came to town.
And all that
so was New York. And so it's not fair to just hand them.
Listen to this. The bill also has funding for two new Smithsonian museums.
Yeah.
One of them for
the
Latin
Kennedy
American.
Center again. That's Nancy Pelosi's daughter is on the board of the Kennedy Center. They got $25 million in the first round. Now they're going to get another $40 million. Why? Why is the Kennedy Center prioritized over Joe's Pizza Shack in Sherman Oaks? I don't get it.
Ban on surprise medical bills from doctors who were outside of anybody's insurance network. I suppose maybe that's good in a manner of speaking.
This is another one, gender programs. $10 million for gender programs in Pakistan. Why do we need to pay for that? I mean, we could argue about whether or not it's a good idea to have gender programs in Pakistan paid for by the American government, but why in the world does that need to be in a COVID relief bill?
Doesn't make a lot of sense. For those of you who remember Lockerbie, does that ring a bell? Anybody?
Pan Am Flight 103.
Yep, 1988. This date in 1988, just before Christmas, a 747 was blown up over Lockerbie, Scotland, killed everybody on the plane, and most of them were Americans. This was a terrorist act, for sure. Abu Aguila Mohammed Massoud has been charged with destruction of an aircraft, resulting in death and destruction. Now, this is something new, because this has been kind of on the back burner for a long time. And I think most people thought that they'd got the people who were responsible. But Attorney General Barr says, nope, this is another guy, this Abu, whatever his name is. He was a Libyan intelligence officer suspected of helping make the bomb that exploded aboard the plane. It was right over Lockerbie, taken off from London on its way to New York, Pan Am 103. Wow.
What's interesting about that is that the Attorney General, so William Barr was actually Attorney General for George H.W. Bush at the time, right after this, actually, and was investigating this during his first run as AG, and came out 32 years to the day later and announced the charges that that would be filed against his third attacker. So I thought that was kind of an interesting correlation that it sort of started and ended with him in that position.
So is Barr all done this week?
Wednesday is his last.
He also said, Barr said that he would not appoint a special counsel to investigate voter fraud. Is that a surprise for
anybody? I think he said he wasn't going to seize voting machines. Was not going to move forward with that.
He specifically said he wouldn't support a special counsel in the case of Hunter Biden or in the case of voter fraud. And typically, I would agree, because special counsels are a waste of time, usually useless. They take a long time. People build up their hopes. Look at what Mueller did. Mueller wasted 2 years, taxpayer dollars. I mean, for the Democrats, it kept it in the headlines that they could try to use it against Trump, but they found nothing, found no collusion. And then he basically just went on a free-for-all with the obstruction charges, basically hypothesizing how it could have happened, but providing no evidence of any obstruction or collusion. And so what was it? It was a waste of time. We got a report that didn't do anything, didn't have the desired consequences of when it started, and it's a waste. So when people talk about special counsels, I usually go, ugh, because it's just a waste, and they go down all these weird paths. It takes forever, and it takes too much money. But when you have an incoming administration who could very easily throw away some of the investigations that are going on, is a special counsel the only way to keep that going? I don't know. Barr made John Durham, who's doing the investigation into the handling of the Russia investigation, a special counsel, so that Biden couldn't really fire him when he gets into office. It's going to be curious to see how Joe Biden handles Hunter Biden's investigation because obviously he has a lot of personal skin in the game.
Right. So, but why? Barr basically said there's no reason to investigate him.
Well, there's an investigation already ongoing, and that's why he was saying he doesn't need a special counsel because there's already a district attorney who is investigating Hunter Biden. The question is that I would have for Barr is, are you certain that that DA is not going to get fired by Biden when he comes into office? And Biden hasn't really said either way what he's going to do with that.
Well, this is also kind of a continuance from before the election. There was that report that Trump wanted Barr to push out, that, you know, to show the China stuff with Hunter Biden, but Barr wouldn't do it because there wasn't enough evidence there to prosecute.
That's conflating a couple of things. So the Durham investigation is what Trump wanted to have out before the election, but it's not done yet. It's still ongoing, and that's why Barr in April made him actually a special counsel, so that if someone were to come into office even before the election, that it would be protected, that they wouldn't be able to fire him. So that investigation is still going, and it's getting bigger, actually. The scope is getting bigger on that one. The stuff that Trump wanted Barr to talk about is he wanted to comment that there was an investigation going on, but Barr wouldn't. But we found out, of course, a month and a half after the election, that's when the media actually got on it and put out that there is an FBI and a district attorney investigation into Hunter Biden. So he's actually under investigation for two things, his connection to China and tax evasion. So that's right. Still ongoing, and people are worried that it's going to go away, and that's enough. Why they asked him if he's going to have a counsel.
Okay, that's it. We've had enough of that. Thank you very much.
You're so kind. Do you know what I love about you is that you're just not rude at all.
I'm just tired of listening to this stuff. Honestly, among friends and neighbors.
But here's
I'm
the thing. If you ask a question, and here's an answer. So
yeah,
you get the answer.
Well, but I mean, the answer went on and on.
If you don't want to know, then don't ask the question.
No, I wanted to know, but I kind of, we got the answer. I want to talk about what the number one item is that's needed. If you're going to be giving to a neighborhood drive, I'm going to tell you what the number one need is in America right after this.
The past 4 years have shown us that social media companies like Twitter and Facebook have become the new nanny state. I'm Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. Over the past few years, the far left has demonstrated that they are not too fond of the First Amendment. Some have suggested passing laws that would change America's approach to free speech, but Twitter and Facebook have already been implementing the far left's anti-free speech agenda. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg altered the platform's algorithm after Election Day to promote establishment media outlets like CNN and others, while suppressing conservative-leaning news sites. A few weeks before the election, Twitter suppressed a New York Post story about Hunter Biden's shady business dealings with China. By censoring conservatives on their platforms, they want to ensure that users are exposed to leftist ideas over conservative ideas. Their biased censorship practices are already making Marxism into a reality without the government. Learn more at LibertyNation.com. Conservative news, where truth matters.
All right, so what do you think, ladies? Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, with the number one way to help somebody in need. What do you think the most desired, what the most requested thing is when these neighborhood brigades go around to get people to give to neighborhood drives for food or clothing or whatever? So around the country, the number one item being donated and the number one item being requested is what? Want to take a guess?
I know in the top three, I don't know if it's typically, and maybe this is pandemic, it's different, but typically the most requested thing from homeless shelters are socks.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good
one. And I know that because Bombas is a sock company that I support and buy, and for every pair you buy, they send a pair to a homeless shelter.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, you want to take a stab at this, Jen?
I don't know. I would think it depends on the family. I would say food, clothes, or cash are probably the top. It got to be on the
diapers.
List.
Diapers. Number one requested item this year.
That's sad.
Really is sad. Diapers. All right, so maybe if you're giving to somebody in a shelter or to some drive, that would be something you'd get. Diapers. 10 before the hour on the DJV program.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management.
You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
It's doctor time. Dr. Jack Stockwell joins us now from the Good Day Health Program, here to extol the value and virtue of some research and what has happened in Jack's circle with people who have had COVID, or did they have COVID? Answer that question after this.
All the last-minute gifts are on sale at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Get 60% off almost everything and shop new doorbusters, including gifts from $7, socks from $2, tees from $8, and more. Find it all at Gap Factory or GapFactory.com through December 24th. Cozy up for the holidays with 60% off everything at Banana Republic Factory, including soft sweaters, comfy pajamas, must-have gifts, and more from $9.99. Find your nearest store now, only at Banana Republic Factory.
All right, so back to Dr. Jack Stockwell. I'm Doug Steffen here on Good Day, well, with the Good Day Health focus of the death certificates. This is something that has been a subject of great consternation, of great debate. If you have a death certificate that says that the person you love died of COVID, did he or she really? Jack has a patient and a story about a patient that sort of makes you shake your head, right, Jack?
Well, yes. It's rather, did you die of it or did you die with it? So I'm talking to a patient the other night, and I've taken care of this boyfriend, girlfriend for a long time. And she
you
was.
You mean they're living in sin?
No, I hate to say that, but I don't think so. I think she's waiting for him to pop the question. Anyway.
Okay. That'd be a long wait.
You know, a couple of weeks ago, his father suddenly loses all his appetite, even his favorite foods. And whenever we see a loved one just doesn't want to eat anymore, obviously we get a little concerned about it. Then he started to turn a little jaundiced, first in his eyes, and then you could see some yellow in the skin. And so they take him to the InstaCare, and they here in Utah, I guess it's the same elsewhere, you have to do a COVID test, and he tests positive for COVID, although he has no signs or symptoms that go with COVID. No upper respiratory stuff, no fevers, nothing. And they decide to go ahead and take him in. He goes to an internist. They get him scheduled with an internist, and they do a scan, and his liver is four times bigger than it should be.
Oof.
And then of course they can see all the tumors and everything else, and it look the blood work is saying it's time to check out. And they just frankly tell him, we'll be surprised if you live out the week. Go home, take care of your legal stuff, say goodbye to your family, because you're not going to survive a week. Your liver is four times bigger than it should because of the tumors that are inside of it. So he dies a week later. In the presence of his son, he stops breathing in the middle of the night, and his son, who is also a patient of mine, but he's not the one who told me the story, the girlfriend did. So he dies, the fellow dies in front of his son, and his son calls the authorities, and they come, and they bring a pre-printed death certificate, and it says COVID on it. And he raises all kinds of hell. He says, hey, my father died of stage 4 liver cancer. I mean, you know, what are you talking about? And they said, well, you're present here in the state of Utah, as far as the Utah law is concerned. If you're present and you're the only one present at the time breathing ceases and they die, your signature has to go on there. You know, the medical examiner or whoever does the autopsy will probably do it. But your signature has to attest to the fact that they died in your presence and they died of COVID. So he raises all kinds of hell. They make some legal threats to him. And they said, all right, I'll sign it as long as it also says liver cancer. So they write liver cancer on the death certificate with the COVID, and underneath his name he writes under duress, and he signs it that way.
So how many of these instances, we've talked about this a lot, and I've claimed that this whole thing is a big scam. It sounds like the whole business with the scam of the relief bill. You know, we're going to send so much money to the hospital. If you have X number of COVID deaths, whether they really are COVID deaths or not. So I say the numbers are inflated. They're ridiculous. I don't think there's anything believable in them. And that's a perfect example of somebody from a doctor who's talked to the patient about what happened in reality. So it does give you something to think about. That's for sure. Merry Christmas, Jack. Thank you for your service.
Thanks for being here.
Always great to have you on this program. Here's some ideas, new ideas from doctors about weight loss. Obesity is a chronic illness. No question about that. It's just like diabetes and MS and other things. It's a chronic disease. And so if you want to avoid the sort of problems that come, like Jack was just talking about in a manner of speaking, then you ought to get onto a weight loss program that is safe and healthy, friendly, easy to use, counselors that you can talk to. Your results get posted on the website, toploss.com. Talking about Calitrin, the only natural, the number one natural way in the country and around the world to lose weight and keep it off. A great idea for Christmas is to get yourself into shape and keep it that way.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.